Right, let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father, we just ask you this morning to open up your word to us. Lord, anoint our eyes with eyesight that we may see. Open our ears that we may hear. And give us understanding, we ask in Jesus' name. And Lord, as we receive understanding, give us the boldness to do what is right in your sight. Cause us to go out and to preach your word and to warn, especially our family and our friends, of your coming judgment, and that only through you there is escape. We ask you for this in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, we continue with our study of Revelation, and today we're going to be looking at the seventh angel and the two witnesses. The seventh angel and the two witnesses. So open with me to Revelation chapter 10, and let us read from there. And I saw another mighty angel come down from heaven, clothed with a cloud, and a rainbow was upon his head, and his face was as it were the sun, and his feet as pillars of fire. And he had in his hand a little book open, and he set his right foot upon the sea, and his left foot upon the earth, and cried with a loud voice, as when a lion roareth. And when he cried, seven thunders uttered their voices. And when the seven thunders had uttered their voices, I was about to write, and I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, seal up those things which the seven thunders uttered, and write them not. And the angels which I saw stand upon the sea and upon the earth lifted up his hand to heaven, and swear by him that liveth forever and ever, who created heaven, and the things that therein are, and the earth, and the things that therein are, and the sea, and the things which are therein, that there should be time no longer. But in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he begin to sound, the mystery of God should be finished, as he hath declared to his servants the prophets. And the voice which I heard from the heavens spake unto me again, and said, go and take the little book which is open in the hand of the angel which stands upon the sea and upon the earth. And I went unto the angel and said unto him, give me the little book. And he said unto me, take it and eat it up, and it shall make your belly bitter, but it shall be in thy mouth sweet as honey. And I took the little book out of the angel's hand and ate it up.